Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Highland FFA reporter Kara Longbein to talk about the school's FFA program and their recent trip to the National Convention in Indianapolis. How long have you been a part of the FFA program at Highland?
I've been involved in the chapter at Highland for about 5 years now.
And for how many of those years have you been in the reporter position?
This is my second year in the position.
So last month, you and some of your fellow FFA members attended the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, is that right?
Yep.
Now, is that the first time you had been to that convention, or have you been there before?
It's actually my second time going.
So can you take me through some of the activities and highlights of the trip overall?
Some of the things that we did while on the trip is we attended the National Expo and College Fair. So we just walked around and learned about different colleges and opportunities that FFA could bring us. We also attended general sessions where we listened to agricultural speakers and learned more about FFA and what opportunities it could bring us. And then outside of the convention, we went to a Lauren Elena concert. And then we also played laser tag and went to an arcade just as a family kind of gathering. But the highlights of the trip were just getting to know each other and getting to spend time with people that we normally wouldn't hang out with.
You see, I've talked to a couple FFA programs in the area now, and it sounds like Highland probably did the most fun activities outside of the convention. I mean, a concert, arcade, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
So as an FFA reporter, what are some of your duties within the program?
Some of my duties include writing newspaper articles, taking pictures of all events so that we have record of what we've been doing, so that I can put that into our chapter scrapbook at the end of the year, which we then enter into competitions within our district. I also work with local media, and I manage all the Highland FFA social media accounts, so like our Facebook and our Instagram.
Is this something that you knew you wanted to do this position, or was it something that there was a spot open and you wanted to give it a try?
So in the previous years before I became our reporter, I was very close with a previous reporter, and she kind of taught me like what she does, and that really interested me, and getting to work with media and stuff is something that I plan on doing in my future.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to go into that territory. Now, what grade level are you currently in?
I'm a junior.
Still got another year before you graduate, but you do have plans to do something media-related in the future?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Speaking to the FFA program as a whole, in what ways do you feel like it has been a positive influence on your life?
I feel the FFA has given me many opportunities, from like showing livestock and traveling to different conventions, such as National Convention, and it just has helped me learn about all parts of agriculture. It's also taught me a lot of skills like leadership and community outreach. It's also helped me meet a lot of people that normally I would not have come in contact with.
One of the constants I've heard from a lot of FFA students is that FFA really prepares you for the public speaking element of most jobs moving forward. Do you feel like that's been something that's helped you?
I do feel like FFA has made me more outgoing and able to talk to people within my community and not just those at my school or in my small group.
Moving forward, are there any upcoming events within Highland FFA that you think people should be keeping an eye out for, or any upcoming events that you're excited for?
One of our major things that is upcoming is our annual food drive, where we are setting out bins and working with local Cub Scout groups to collect food to donate to local pantries. And we also have our upcoming gift exchange within our chapter to help everyone get to know each other and kind of just bond as a chapter.
If people would like to participate in that food drive, where are those bins going to be located, or where can they donate some of that food?
So currently our main location has been the Highland High School, but we plan on also setting bins at the Highland Elementary and hopefully some churches around our community.
Apart from the food drive, are there any other ways that the community can support you and the Highland FFA program?
So we've been really blessed with the community support from sponsoring like our events and our trips, to just sharing our posts on social media. And so we really just appreciate everyone continuing on with those, and it's really helped us as a chapter grow.
Now, as we look ahead to your senior year, do you have any particular goals within the program? Do you want to continue being at this reporter position, or do you want to branch out and try something new? What are your plans?
Within my senior year, I'm hoping to run as the president so that I have the opportunity to lead our chapter and to show our community what our chapter is about and what we are going to continue to do.
That was Kara Longbine joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Highland FFA program. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.